generation growing up. You understand? Well, rough and pleasant that he was the governor during the First World War from 1916 until 1920. In 1920, John M. Parker, who was, and Hewitt Bonshaw from New Roads, Hewitt Bonshaw was the lieutenant governor, were reform candidates. You understand? Again, you had some change, but not too much. You see, they couldn't put yet. They couldn't, they weren't strong enough, nor were they forceful enough characters to buck the old ring and the planters and the businessman. Well, in 1924, Fuquay was elected governor. He again was of the old regular Democrats, you understand? You see, it was alternating between the two factions. They were building. Well, he died, and his lieutenant governor, Simpson, took over when he died in 1926. In 1928, we had another election, and all hell broke loose. You had a man that had the capabilities of breaking down and appealing to the average man on the street. That was Huey Long, came in as governor. Now, he was, I think, 35 when he came in as governor in 1928.
Came from up around Winfield.
Winfield. He came from Winfield. He was out of the Piney Woods. And he proceeded to demolish the old ring in New Orleans and the power of the planters and businessmen in the state. He set up something entirely new. And I've seen him on the stand many a time. He was a first, not an orator, he was a first class actor. He not only appealed to the white people, that is the people, you had a class that grew up at that time that had gotten some education. You see, that generation, like I told you before, just after the Civil War, had little education, but their children managed to get some, and they were coming of voting age. And these people had very little. They were oftentimes tenants on big plantations. I'm speaking principally of the white people, you understand? Or they were small farmers. There was not too much industry in this country at that time. And they were dissatisfied with how the other older faction was running the state.
And Huey Long benefited a great deal from a lot of federal help, didn't he?
No. There was no federal help when
how did he build roads? How did
he bond issues, state bond issues. I remember that was one of the first thing how he got to be senator. He didn't run on any on a platform which would be a national platform. He ran on a platform, in other words, of issuing $100 million worth of bonds to build paved roads in 1930. And of course the old faction was against him.
Well, he was only governor for 2 years?
No, he stayed governor from May 1928
to 32.
No, it must have been 31.
Appointed himself governor? Senator?
No, he ran for senator and was elected. Let's see how it was. When he was elected senator in 1930, immediately his lieutenant governor